Spirits were high on Thursday as members of the Energy Exodus, as they call themselves, reached their 13th mile of the day, despite having 4 more miles to go.
Our bodies, we will lay down our soul. No, we won't stand by.
The group, so far averaging around 60 walkers, is marching to dramatize their demand that Governor Patrick shift Massachusetts from a fossil fuel economy to a clean and renewable energy system. The march began with a rally in Fall River near the Brayton Point coal plant. And after 6 days and 66 miles, it'll end in the town of Barnstable, with a rally to support Cape Wind, potentially the nation's first offshore wind project. Craig Altimos is the executive director of A Better Future, one of the main organizations sponsoring the energy exodus. He says that in addition to influencing the governor and pressuring the town of Barnstable to drop its lawsuit against Cape Wind, the group wants to build relationships that will strengthen their grassroots movement.
We're marching for 6 days. There's a lot of time to talk as you march for 6 days straight and do 60-some miles together. And the only way we're really going to overcome the power of the fossil fuel industry, the literally billions of dollars they have to spend, is for us to have huge numbers of citizens and residents of our country come together. And so really recognizing the relationships that we build along the way are crucial toward building that movement.
Varshini Prakash is a UMass Amherst student and the recruitment coordinator for Energy Exodus. She stressed the group's diversity and said that so far the walk is going well.
I'd say the vibe of the group right now is incredibly positive. We were marching 14 miles today. We marched 13 miles yesterday. And some of these folks as old as 80 are so positive and are ready to sing and are ready to, you know, talk to us. Everyone has been talking and sharing stories and really engaging with one another.
For Bourne resident Jay O'Hara, the walking itself is an important part of the experience.
For me, walking is part of the message, but it's not just the message, it is the thing. It is slowing our lives down, being able to be with one another in extended conversation. It's being able to see the world at a slower pace and appreciate what goes by you every step of the way.
The cost of the march has been covered almost entirely by contributions from volunteers, and lodging is being provided by various houses of worship along the way. The group expects the number of walkers to rise over the weekend, and it will conclude with a final rally in Hyannis at 1 p.m. in Asselton Memorial Park. For WCAI, I'm Sally Mars.